And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We at the Hermitage live two time zones from the eastern shores of the Russian land and nearly 8,000 miles from Ukraine, but we join them today in a national holiday when the hustle and bustle of daily life stops in order to commemorate the protection of the Most Holy Mother of God. Today is said to be the most important feast of Russian Orthodoxy outside of Pascha and the 12 great feasts. The Russian word capturing this is pokrov, meaning cover, generically, but in particular on this feast day, mantle or veil. The Most Holy Mother of God shelters us under her mantle, we would say in the West, and under the protection of her prayers, all expressed in this word, pokrov. Here in Polynesia, living as we do on a small rock in the middle of a vast ocean, we marvel at the scope of this veil. As the icon at the top of this reflection depicts, it is likened unto rays emanating from the sun, touching all, warming all with its life-giving beams. It is visually linked to angels' wings, suggesting that God is everywhere present through his messengers. The prayers and protection of the Most Holy Queen of Heaven are therefore boundless and universal. Yet the Mother of God is also seen to keep us under her cloak, a more personal and intimate experience, suggesting her encounter with us individually and her knowledge of our particular weaknesses and needs. In the Ukrainian icon Pokrova, also posted, she protects particular figures, a monarch and a hetman, or general of the Ukrainian Cossacks. We think of Psalm 91, "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge." We think of the Lord's related image, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and ye would not." Of course, Matthew 23:37. Let us go back to the image with which we began. Mary of Bethany, sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Is she not a chick covered by the safety of his feathers? Jesus declares, "This is the one needful thing." Both this dimension of intimacy and of universal protection are perceived in Russia as the pokrov, protection of the Most Holy Theotokos. She is seen to protect all the Russian land. And by that fact, she binds together this most diverse land with its 35 official languages and 100 minority languages into one Russian people. In fact, we might also say all of those under the wing of Russian Orthodoxy, a people spread all over the world, gathered as one under the holy idea of Holy Rus. Not a geography, says our primate Hilarion Kapral, Metropolitan Hilarion Kapral, but a holy being. Our hermitage is devoted to the Most Holy Theotokos. She is our patroness and our most holy protectress. Each of us here, you see, we live as hermits individually, yet we live together as in a lavra. We eat together, we pray together. Each of us here, individually, thinks of her as being his or her most blessed mother. who hears our prayers and knows our struggles and aspirations. We may sit before the altar here and see her depicted twice. She is present to each of us as a mother. We are her children. Yet we know that in her universal love, we are gathered among all people born into the world, both quick and dead, who mysteriously are touched by the warming rays of her beams, and who are gathered together under a vast veil, if they will. Wings that attempt to gather all of us, if we will, Jesus says. As with all things, her love and the love of her most sovereign Son go out to all, to each living soul and heart, where it is received or ignored. How do we receive this love as a most honored guest is received? Tell all whom you know. If you are not baptized, be baptized. If you are not churched, find a faithful congregation. If you do not pray, then begin and end each day with at least a brief prayer. But above all, do not ignore God. Do not ignore His most holy mother. For they do not ignore you, nor have they forgotten you. On this day especially, remember your most blessed mother. Her prayer is simple, that each of us be the apple of her eye, and that each of us live under the shadow of her wing. Pray for us, O most holy protectress. Keep us under your mantle and help us to grow into the fullness of your prayers for us, that we may be worthy of the promises of your Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.